It was just past 1:30 when Lily walked down to the hangar. John was late for lunch, as he sometimes was, and she figured that he and Bob Weir had buried their noses in one piece of machinery or another. The phone in the office upstairs started to ring, and she hurried to answer it. "Hello? Mrs. McGarvey? Yes. Is your husband there? May I ask who is calling?" "Sorry. I'm William Cooper, calling for Mr. Pittman. I'll be leaving Washington later this afternoon, and I would like to have dinner with both of you. But it'll be late, probably not until sometime after 9. "I'm sorry, I don't know Mr. Pittman either. He is the DOE's Assistant Secretary for International Affairs. We were apprised just this afternoon about your recent breakthrough, and I was asked to speak to you. I can't tell you how excited we are here." "I have no idea what you're talking about." "I understand. Believe me, that nothing classified would be discussed at our meeting, at least not in public. But let me give you the number for the switchboard. You can call and confirm who I am."
"I will,"
Lily said, and she hung up. She immediately dialed the number. It was answered after 2 rings. "Good morning. You've reached the Department of Energy. How may I direct your call?"
"I would like to speak with Mr. Pittman."
"Mr. Pittman is not in his office. May I put you through to his assistant, Mr. Cooper?"
"No, that won't be necessary," Lily said. "Just give him the message, El Conquistador at 9. He'll understand."